Well, I think that there are serious crimes already that are regarded in law as very serious and carry a minimum penalty if conviction is found in the courts. Now, we think that that should be the case in this instance. So, because at the moment that there isn't, there is a tariff, a maximum tariff, but no minimum one. Now, what we want to do, and I made this point yesterday, is we need to discuss with the other parties what would be the best way to proceed. Because I think, I take on board your initial point that do we need a change in legislation? I think there is a need for change. But do we also want to avoid a knee-jerk reaction? Yes, we do. So the way to do that is in the initial stages, which is now, this weekend and next week, we need to ensure that the police and the wider community are ready and acknowledge the fact that there have been an increase in this type of crime. Now, if there is, we need people to be aware of that, to pass information to the police, in order that the police can apprehend those responsible and ensure that they're brought before the courts. But it's at that point now that we need to look for the future. When they get to court, if there is a conviction, what sort of sentence is going to be handed to the people guilty of this type of offence? At the moment, it can be quite minuscule. They could get 6 months. They could get a suspended sentence. In relatively minor cases than the court size, they may get community service. We think there should be a minimum tariff that would act as a real deterrent.